Last year alone, Avista customers saved over 53 million kilowatt hours of energy by taking advantage of rebates from Avista. Like 15 cents a square foot for new attic insulation, $35 for installing a smart thermostat, or $2,300 for switching from electric to natural gas heat. And all that savings reduced carbon emissions by more than 18,000 tons. Way to save, everyone. Way to save. Find your way to save at avistautilities.com.
Welcome to the 16 to 24-year-old voice, where healthy relationships matter, where 16 to 24-year-olds are royalty, and their value is front and center. Your host is Karen Bontrager, an associate certified coach through the International Coach Federation, and has coached struggling parents and their 16 to 24-year-old kids. Here's Karen.
Welcome back, everyone, to the 16 to 24-year-old voice. We're here. Healthy relationships matter, where 16 to 24-year-olds are royalty and their value is front and center. I am your host, Karen Bontrager, CEO of No Fear and Love Coaching. And today I'm super excited because we have two wonderful guests with us today. Rick Harris, a developmental leader and visionary, and Corey Horn, who is 21 years old, who is a value and human rights advocate and student. Welcome, Rick and Corey, to our show.
Hi. Thanks, Karen.
Well, we're going to be talking today about why we think it's important to promote healthy relationships with 16 to 24-year-olds and any wisdom that you guys would like to share about the subject. So can you tell the listeners a bit about yourself, either one, Rick or Corey?
You want to go, Corey?
Sure. So my name's Corey. I'm currently a senior actually at Eastern Washington University, getting a BA in philosophy with concentrations on kind of political theory, some human rights theory, as well as values and humanity. As well, I am on one of the members of the coalition at West Central that aims towards finding out reasons and preventing those reasons for substance abuse amongst youth, primarily in the West Central District, as well as Spokane.
Nice. What about you, Rick?
My name is Rick Harris, and I'm the Recreation and Facility Manager at West Central Community Center. I've been at the job now for 25 years. I just celebrated my 25th anniversary on August 12th. It's a lifetime. Yeah. But it's been a great experience there, working with kids and teens and trying to impact their lives in a positive way. We offer a variety of different programs and services, from prevention education programs, teen programs, anger management, recreational sport programs, you name it, we've offered it. We also offered a variety of different special events, but the whole purpose really is to impact lives in a positive way, and I can honestly say that we have. And the best part of my job is when those kids come back and visit, and I know that they've been impacted, so it gives me hope to really impact lives. So it's a blessing to be there.
Nice. Can you share with us maybe a story of someone who came to your center and is now, like, between the ages of 16 and 24, like a tremendous story of how their life was changed by interacting with you in the West Central Community Center?
Sure, there's quite a few stories, but one that really sticks out in my mind is it happened about 3 years ago. A kid that grew up down there, his name was Zach Maxfield. He was kind of troubled. He had a lot of anger problems, and he had some athletic ability. So when he was probably fifth grade, I started working with him and really spending a lot of time with him and teaching him, you know, how to make better choices. But then I also went out and secured some funding and got him enrolled in some football programs. So we signed him up, paid for his way, and he joined. And he played the next year I paid, and then he moved on. And I hadn't seen him for probably 5 or 6 years. It was, I think he was a junior at NC when I saw him last. And I saw him at the mall, and he came up to me, and he started talking. And I just said, "How you doing, buddy?" And he said, "Really good." And I said, I asked his dad that same question, because you never know what the dad's going to say. So I just wanted his feedback. So his dad told me he's doing outstanding. And Zach piped in and told me that he's still playing football, thanks to me. And he's doing, he's playing a musical instrument, a guitar or something. And he stopped mid-sentence and he said, "Rick, I really want to thank you for everything that you did for me and guided me and got me going in the right direction and get me involved in athletics, because it's really been a positive influence in my life." So stories like that are what drives me, and really, like I said, it's the greatest part of my job. So,
oh, great. So I wanted to start with, why did both of you decide to be on the show today, the 16 to 24-year-old voice? And Corey, we'll start with you.
Okay. Rick reached out to me about a week ago to see if I wanted to join this program. Primarily, it was right after a coalition meeting, actually, probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And I thought it would be important to come on because one of the biggest issues that I see is the absence of conversation that occur. So a lot of the times, and it's not necessarily just the, you know, youth demographic, it happens to almost every demographic that there's an issue centered around, is that people talk, but they don't talk to that demographic. They don't ask what their opinions are, what they need, what they want, what they're seeing. And I think that's what's really important, is I came on because it, A, gives a voice to that demographic. It starts the conversation, and B, to hopefully continue that conversation in the future, to start getting people talking to the 16 to 24-year-olds and see what they think, what they care about, rather than assuming that you know what's best for those individuals.
So, Corey, what would you suggest as a way to begin a conversation? Because you're between the ages of 16 and 24. Like, what? How do adults, so-called adults, how do they need to come to you?
See, that's hard. A lot of the times, you see a lot of commercials about when you're at the dinner table, try to talk about it and stuff like that. And a lot of the time, these issues, they are awkward to talk about, and sometimes they're difficult to talk about. So it's one of those things where you kind of just have to naturally let it happen, but almost guide them to kind of that conversation. Put it on their playing field. Rather, that's asking a hypothetical question to kind of get the conversation started about, oh, so-and-so on this show did X. What do you think about that? A lot of the times, these hypotheticals, like questions, actually help get the ball rolling, and it kind of eases the tension because you're already talking about it. It's not just out of the blue, out of nowhere. I think that's one of the biggest things that has to be addressed, because there is no clear answer right now. The biggest problem is there's no conversation happening between the two demographics, and that the answer to how to get that conversation started is kind of the answer to how to get that conversation started, if that makes sense. So mm-hmm. Like, what is that bridge that we can build to get that two gaps together and start talking, rather than kind of just awkwardly shrugging it off or having that passive conversation with the youth, not necessarily just yours, but everyone in general. I think that's kind of the bigger question, is how do we get that started? And I don't know if I have a clear answer for that, but I guess that posits one possibility.
Yeah. So, Rick, can you add to that? Because probably in the 20-plus years that you've been working with youth, you've had a lot of conversations with them about healthy relationships. So how would you encourage even a parent or another person who is a youth leader or someone in ministry to start that conversation? What would be the simplest approach that you think?
Well, that's a good question. And I'm no expert on anything, honestly. And, you know, I'm...
2 minutes.
So I guess just getting to know people and getting them to listen and understand your point of view, be empathetic, and hopefully develop some relationships, and then who knows what will happen. So,
yeah. So when we're getting ready to go to break, but what, working with you, do you think it's better like a straightforward approach? Because in my work with them, I ask them directly, you know, should we promote healthy relationships? And they're kind of taken back, you know, with that honesty. Because I really care what they think. Do you think that's something that more people need to do? Kind of have a straightforward approach.
Well, hey. So I think that's kind of what our youth now are seeing is more, you don't see very much directness in social media or in media in general. So when you're direct with somebody young, when they're younger, they're impressed by, you know, these things don't just get asked directly or they're subtly kind of talked about. When you ask directly, it does take them back, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, because I think it helps wake them up. But a lot of the times that's where you get people shying away, is when you ask directly, point blank, what do you think about X? They don't necessarily know how to react, because a lot of times they're told how to think, or they're told what to believe, or they're never actually asked, what do you think about, and then given a certain situation. I think schools are getting a lot better at asking kids, you know, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. I've seen different approaches starting to kind of be shaped in our education system to where it's, instead of fact-based learning, they're actually starting to get kids to think for themselves and ask, you know, what do you think? Which I think is one great direction to start heading towards that type of idea.
Great. We will continue after the commercial. Thanks, Corey.
Listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The Library District offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to social security workshops. Our staff is well-trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
This is Sammy Eubanks. Join me daily at 3:30 for Local Motion on SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Brought to you by Spokane 7 Magazine and the Spokesman Review.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the 16 to 24 year old voice. And if you're just joining us, we are talking with Corey Horn and Rick Harris about the importance of promoting healthy relationships with 16 to 24 year olds and their experiences and insight that they have gleaned about the subject. And Corey, we were talking about actually talking to a 16 to 24 year old about what they think about healthy relationships, and can you keep talking to us about that?
Yeah, so I mean to pick it back up, I'm trying to kind of lose my train of thought here, but
well, you were talking a little bit about how they're talked to and not okay.
Yeah.
They're not talked to, they're talked at. Like, it's mm-hmm. kind of like a, you know, a teacher to a student. It's not a real reciprocal conversation. Did yeah. that like jog your
Yeah, so the teacher to student example is kind of all right. It's kind of good, cuz like a lot of the times you have some subjects where you're just kind of told facts and you have to remember. But now especially in since going to college and at North Central where I went to school, they actually started gearing away from fact-based learning, which is important because now you're forcing the kid to start thinking about what it is you're doing, what it is you're learning about. So they're starting to get the questions asked directly to them. You know, what do you think about X? What do you think about Y? So like, how do you think genetics and the human body work? Why do you think it works the way it does, type of question, mm-hmm. instead of just being told, you know, this is how it happens, remember it, move on, type of idea. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the same concept that we can bring towards the conversation of youth and healthy development, because as you ask the kid point blank, you know, why is it important to have a healthy relationship? Why is it important to do anything that you really kind of want the kid to think about, is just ask them the question and don't necessarily give them an answer. Because if you give them an answer, that's what they're going to think is the correct one. If you make them answer the question, it's almost like a self-learning opportunity. When a kid tells you this is a healthy relationship, you might not necessarily agree with them, but then you can start asking questions about this, you know, certain topics that you don't agree with. So I can't really think of an example off the top of my head, but like if a child yeah. told you, you know, this is what a healthy relationship is, but you yeah. saw a component of it that you had a problem with, you can ask them, well, what do you think about this instead? It's a very, instead of telling your kid or telling any child that you meet, this is what a healthy relationship is, or, you know, this is what you should aim towards, you have to ask them, what do you think? Why do you think it? What do you think about this instead, and try to build their knowledge rather than form it, type of idea.
Okay. So you said kid, I think that's very interesting because you're 21 and you speak with so much sophistication. It's pretty awesome.
It's a facade.
Yeah. So it's kind of a deep idea, but have you ever been asked this question? Like, has anybody ever said to you, Corey, do you think we should promote healthy relationships? Or did it kind of come naturally as you went on this quest?
It was never asked point blank of, do you think healthy relationships are important or anything like that. I had one teacher at North Central, Mr. James, who I think is a gold standard of teaching life and school at the same time. He's very, anyone who's ever had him will tell you, he's very good at teaching the subject that he teaches. He teaches biomedical science, biology, a bunch of different stuff all at once. He's very good at delivering that information as an open-ended question, as well as he tells stories about his own personal life that kind of get you thinking about situations that you might be in, have been in. He tells stories about how, you know, with growing up, he's learned that you should always aim to be a good friend, a good father, a good son, a good XYZ. But he doesn't tell you how to be that good. he kind of lets you form that your own opinion. And as you strike conversations with him, he always asks, well, what do you think about this instead? Which is kind of the model that I think is great. Because I was also a troubled kid growing up. But he turned it around in a weird way of just kind of asking, you know, how I think, what is my opinion of the situation, and asking me different scenarios of, well, have you thought about this instead of that? And he actually helped me build an idea of what I want in life and what I think a good relationship is, just by talking and not even by necessarily telling me straight point blank that this is what we're going to talk about. It is always kind of a conversation that geared towards what I wanted to talk about. And he always kind of made it fit to a kind of life lesson type of idea.
So I hear you saying something like he really encouraged you to think yourself, which was pretty powerful, as he was kind of a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Rick, what about you? Who were your role models for healthy relationships? Because for you to be able to do this work the way that you do it, and you're an example as a great husband and father and community leader, where did you get your examples about healthy relationships?
I had a good mentor when I was growing up playing baseball. I played in college and actually high school through college. And I had a coach that was just really influential in my life, and I really looked up to him in a lot of different aspects of life. His name was Steve Farrington. He actually was a coach at Wazoo for a while. Before that, I played for him at Lower Columbia and in Kennewick for the Kennewick Dusters. But he was just one of those guys that I really looked up to, and how he handled things in his life, and I admired it. And you know, when you're that age, you're very influential, and you can see things and pick up on things. And I fed off that, and I'm forever grateful. So
do either one of you? I love quotes. It probably sounds a little corny. Do you guys have any kind of like healthy relationship quotes or things or words of wisdom that you think you really believe a 16 to 24 year old that may be listening to this program might really like to have?
I have one.
Okay.
In my gym, there's a big old banner and it says attitude is everything. And if you look at that sign and you think about it, what it means, I mean, the most important thing is how you handle things emotionally. Be positive, even if it's a tough situation, you know, find the positives of it. So attitude is everything for me.
So attitude is everything. Wow. I see you smiling over there, Corey. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
No. I don't really have a quote or anything that I kind of...
Any kind of words of wisdom, maybe?
Well, no. a philosopher won't tell you much, yeah, just because we don't like to talk. But we also don't like to give answers.
Okay.
I find that a lot of the times if you just pick up a book, and it doesn't have to be like, you know, Plato's Republic or anything special. But if you pick up a book, you start kind of seeing how ideas, like how other people think. And that actually helps you a lot. Like even reading like Harry Potter, I see people kind of talk about how a relationship is based around the characters of who ends up with each other at the end of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I won't say, because I won't ruin it for those who haven't read it, but if you haven't, I'm surprised. But yeah, I would just say pick up a book and start reading, and it doesn't have to be anything spectacular, because eventually you start seeing themes develop throughout all these different books, and you'll start kind of forming your own opinion as you see other people's opinions. Even if it's not even a biography, it can be a fictional type book, because that writer's ideas, thoughts, and kind of concerns are put into the pages, and you kind of get a feel for what that person thinks as well.
So I kind of like, there's been a theme like running through what you're saying today, that I don't have to be right, but I hear you saying something like, you know, it's really important for you to think about your own life and to be around other people that encourage you to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty much at the end of our hour. Is there, we have like 90 seconds left. Is in those 90 seconds, is there anything that I didn't ask you that you feel is especially significant to this conversation that you'd like to end the program with? I mean, anything.
I don't know.
I would say something. Corey came to me a few years ago and he volunteered, and I would say find something to do civically, help others, volunteer, and just put yourself out there, because what you'll find is you'll find a lot more than you ever expected by giving back to the community or someone or a sport team or anything. Just volunteer.
Very cool. So thank you so much, Rick and Corey, for sharing your wisdom with us today on the 16 to 24 year old voice. And thanks, listeners, for staying tuned. And remember, a healthy relationship is like an infinite fountain. Its waters continuously nourish the soul.
The 16 to 24 year old voice is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great day.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.